This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Oh, Race Wars, Race Wars, Race Wars in the building. We back in the house. It's a packed house. Oh, we got a lot of people coming through. It's a busy week. White daughter?
Yes.
We don't got time to say hello today. Let me introduce everybody. Jenny, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, I am Jen Lederer, the motivational comedian.
Jenny, third time's a charm.
I boo every time she says motivational comedian.
It's why I come.
Say that again? Thank you. Go ahead and introduce yourself. There you go.
Hey, I'm Alice Vaughn, creator of Offensive Crayons and co-host of Two Girls, One Mic, the porncast.
Yes, nice. Yes. Now, Two Girls, One Mic. Tell us a little bit about that show.
Yeah. We review the holes and the plot holes of your favorite porn.
Oh, okay. Now, you really dive all the way in?
You can say that, but we're also pretty sciencey and educational, so we have a lot of fun with it. So not only do we bring in the comedy and, you know, review the porn, but we also talk about, you know, subjects like gynecology, masturbation coaches, foot fetishes, you name it, we've got it.
Who's a master? Wait,
yeah, what's a masturbation coach?
Because I've been doing freestyle my whole life.
I've been self-trained. Yeah. I call myself self-trained.
I'm my own Mr. Miyagi, if you know.
I feel like a fool.
Research. Is it a lot of like masturbation coaches out there?
Surprisingly, not a lot, but
there
are.
It does sound about right.
I mean,
plus, it's the dude say he's the masturbation coach. You're going like this. Come on, man.
Get out of here.
It's got to be some
of
chick.
Of course you are.
Some type of bohemian chick.
Right. It's only public service if a woman's doing it.
Yes.
A lot of them are women. They're somatic sex coaches. And I don't know. I mean, I've always kind of wanted someone on the sidelines cheering me on. So,
Yes. With a cup of water, every like we run by in the marathon. There you go, champ. We're pulling for you. Thanks, rub.
Where's my fucking Gatorade? I'm trying to come.
Vic?
Hi, I'm Vic Cipolla. I guess this is the porn side of the table because I wrote a book about being married to Danny Daniels.
Yes, so very famous porn star. Yes. So what's the title of the book?
Title is Wait for the Corn, Lessons Learned from Being Married to a Porn Star.
Okay, Wait for the Corn.
Wait for
the
Corn.
Is about irritable bowel disease or what's up?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. End of chapter two, you get to learn about what Wait for the Corn actually means.
I'm going
to
read it
I thought it's because if you're married to a porn star,
so
she ain't cooking. So you can wait for the porn, wait for the pork chops, nigga ain't coming.
wait for the corn, yeah, just keep waiting.
All right, welcome back to the show.
I freaking knew it.
What's up? Eli Sarah, stand-up comedian, roaster, podcast, the
champ.
Roast
Roast Champ. Don't
tell
be all
champ.
Roast
champ.
Champ.
Tell me the champ.
Roast Champ.
World champ.
Hell yeah.
Roast
Hell
champ. Yeah, he's the world champ.
And now I got a roasting podcast. Check out The Roast Ghost, where we roast a celebrity every week.
Okay, nice.
And roast. You going to do it, Sherrod? You told me you'd do it once.
I'll do it.
Come out there to Bushwick.
Whatever you need, I'll do it.
Who do you want to roast?
Go back to Bushwick where my first bike was stolen. Let's bring back those
memories. Let's get that guy. You roast him.
We'll do Roast to Danny. If you want to join.
I'm sure she would love it. I can volunteer as long as it's not me. I'm going to go home and get my ass kicked now.
So when does that start?
Get roast that corn out.
Oh, I've been doing it for a minute.
Okay, nice. Yeah. All right. Now back to the sex situation. Nice. I did see you on Twitter on some type of robot bunny.
No.
What was that all about? Explain that to the people.
A robot something?
Yeah. I'll show Cameron while you explain.
Yeah, inform.
Explain
robot
yourself.
Bunny.
Speak on it, inform.
You was at some sex expo or something, was it?
Yeah, I was at the Adult Entertainment Expo, which is around the AVNs back in January. And my friend Emery was like, hey, would it be funny if you sat on that thing? And I said, yeah, let's do it. So I decided, all right, let me sit on a motor bunny, which is basically a chair vibrator. And I want to see, all right, what's it going to be like going from 1 to 11? Because, of course, it goes to 11, not 10.
Yeah. Let me try to hear the sounds of it. This is her on the... you won't be able to see it, but...
I want to see. That was the whole point.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so you're sitting on it. Here we go.
And it goes to 11.
Is this you squealing?
Yes.
They got these for That's dudes?
The Spinal Tap of vibrators. It goes to 11. Yeah.
Did you get the letter?
Eventually, speaking is not my strong suit.
That was so fucking hot.
That new nail that I'm in. I don't know who that was. But.
So the kicker is I wake up one morning because I decided, all right, let me just post this on Facebook. This shit's funny. And I wake up one morning and I get texts from people I haven't spoken to in 10, 15
years.
Yeah,
that's
you woke
them
up. When you sit on a fuck machine for 2 seconds and look who comes out of the woodwork. Listen, story of my life.
You junior high school boyfriend.
Me, I get it. I'm like, where the fuck were you when I wasn't coming?
Where it gets better because I found out that I was on both World Star Hip Hop, the front page, and Live Leak. And Live Leak, I mean, is pretty much known for like Russians dying in traffic accidents.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're so okay.
And I guess now me coming, so.
Bravo.
What an honor.
Bravo.
I would be honored. You know, just honored to be nominated.
Let me recognize.
I'm just happy to be here. Well, honest coming faces.
It got a lot of hits, that video, huh?
Oh, yeah. And I honestly think what's going to end up happening is that when I eventually die in a Russian car accident,
okay.
They're going to merge the two in a really classy montage.
Oh, yes. I'll still be able to beat off that.
They do, yeah.
I'll still be able to beat off to it.
How many views has it gotten?
Oh, well over 8 million.
You went proper viral.
Yeah, that's...
And where are you from? Where are you from?
New Jersey.
Like born and raised.
Yeah, but if you're hearing an accent, it's Polish.
There we go.
Yeah, sorry.
Are your parents from Poland?
Sorry.
Don't apologize for that.
Well, yeah. Apologizing for them escaping communism. I don't know. I would never
have heard an accent if you didn't just point it out. I would never have been like, yes, Polish accent.
I was catching a vibe, though. Like, were you vibing? I would believe Eastern European in some way. There's just a...
You're hotter than most Poles that I've met.
Oh.
I will say
are
that.
Are you talking stripper not, pole not, or?
How many U's does it take to put in a light bulb? too much, Matt? Was that too much?
I've known some sour Poles in my time. Yeah, you seem
so
like
you
a
grew up in Jersey, and yeah. This is what you do. Your parents know about your
porncast?
Yes.
And crayons? Yeah.
Yes. And what they say about it? What are they? Are you the only child? What are we talking?
No, not the only child, but definitely one that's a disappointment.
Okay. Well, welcome home.
Yeah.
Well, you're among
I know
family.
That feeling.
So how'd you get into comedy?
Yeah, definitely had a weird life trajectory. It's like, all right, studied physics, was going to go to med school, went to software sales, and now porn and crayons. Yeah, definitely did not see myself here.
Explain the crayons to the people.
So I own a company called Offensive Crayons.
Yes, it's fucking great.
Oh, my God.
Awesome. Fabricated rape red. Wow.
That's not offensive in any way.
I'm keeping this one. This one's good.
Some good start ones coloring.
I'm highlighting the Danny book with this one.
And who helped?
I'm sorry, I called it the Danny book. It's your book.
Breast cancer awareness is a scam pink.
Oh, okay. I need that one as well.
Just tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, you think it's just a moneymaker for big cancer?
The white one says privilege.
Yeah.
And there are two white ones. That makes sense, right? We get more of everything.
We get more of everything.
Yeah, I think we should have more. I think that's fair.
Come on, I'm a middle-aged white guy. I'm about as privileged as you get.
Yeah, you're married to a porn star.
Can I say more? So how'd you come up with the colors for the crayons? And should I be offended?
I went to a dark place, and depends on what your sense of humor is. Okay. I don't think you're going to be easily offended.
No, not at all.
No.
Not at all.
But it's funny because... I find, always people ask me, hey, what's the origin story? And I find that's actually the least interesting part about the crayons.
And what's the most interesting? How black neighborhoods don't accept them?
The most
interesting. Out of Harlem, brother. You got banned from Kwanzaa, motherfucker. Now, what's the most interesting story?
Really, for me, what's most interesting is, well, aside from being banned off Amazon for, and I'm not even kidding you, their legal team wrote me that I was banned for offending children and Caucasians.
Caucasians. Oh,
one in the
only
same.
Caucasians.
One in the same.
It's a bird in a hand.
That's amazing.
Children and children.
I mean, in their defense, they do get offended on behalf of a lot of people.
Yes, I hate those tree huggers, fucking phonies. It's like the people who wear the fucking AIDS ribbon but won't take somebody with AIDS to lunch.
You donate
it's
the
like
shit
fucking
to
fucking phonies.
There you go.
But they came at you? They shut you down? The white man?
Yeah, Jeff Bezos did shut me down personally, sure.
He's about as white as you get.
But yeah, it's been really interesting for the last 2 years having this product out. And seeing people on both sides love it and hate it, and right. seeing the whole cancel culture thing evolve, and just, you know, having this product out, it's you get to see a lot of hypocrisy.
Yeah, I love them. I love them. I love them. So great. When do you push them? Like, who? How can you sell them? When do you
give
sell
them to schools?
Right.
Mostly for the blind.
For the blind? This yellow
like
one.
This one feels like it says nigga.
Niggas. No, the black one says lives matter. So that was the only letdown of the bunch.
Does it really say that? You no, fucking sell out.
Look, no need the yellow to be one, too real.
The yellow one says me color you long time. So you're not getting SNL, let me tell you.
You know, their biggest mistake is they should have just had him in a racial sensitivity skit as like the first thing he did.
Yes, that's what I told. That's what I said. I said, go right at it. They already got a new Asian cast member in there, too. It's like, write something to make this happen. That's what comedy's supposed to do.
Exactly.
Not run from it, run toward it, motherfuckers. But you know, everybody don't live out there like me on an edge. Race wars.
Hashtag race wars.
So do your parents see these offensive crayons and anybody you go to church with? What the Polish community talking about?
Ooh, that's a
slash.
Great
did they
question.
See that video?
My dad definitely saw the video.
He saw the video! Oh my god!
Immediately gouged his eyes out with a tetanus infected spoon.
God.
I made it, Dad!
Did it break his Polish heart? Did he get on the first thing smoking back to Warsaw?
The first train back, which was really uncomfortable since he's taken trains to Germany.
Nice. Oh. Hello.
Is that the crayon in there?
It's the great crayon.
No. The
Holocaust crayon.
The Holocaust crayon. No, the Holocaust crayon isn't there because it doesn't exist.
It's the empty spot.
Yeah, it's the empty spot. Leave an empty slot for the Holocaust.
Fuck.
There's the champ. The champ is here.
I met a kindred spirit. I met a kindred spirit, all right? This shit, I'm losing my mind with these crayons.
Hashtag too soon.
It's right up your alley, ain't it?
Hashtag, is there a 9/11 crayon?
I am grabbing my tits. It's not safe around this table.
Yeah, the 9/11 crayon, two crayons broken in half. Hire me. Let me be a consultant.
Special edition box. Special edition box.
The crayon fell in on itself.
The crayon was an inside job.
Melted.
The conspiracy crayon.
Okay, but what about crayon number 5? No one talks about crayon number 5. There's an eraser at the bottom.
You know, crayons don't just melt themselves.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a treat around the holidays. Now, where can people find these? Yeah, where can they find these offensive crayons?
Offensivecrayons.com. That's it.
Okay, that's okay. Wow. So they can't shut that down. Can't shut down the internet.
They've tried.
Did they?
Yeah, Google tried delisting me at one point, and right now I'm having issues with Facebook.
Why?
Because
shocking.
Yeah,
shut down everybody except the Russians. What's up with that?
No, here's where you went wrong. You should have had somebody black next to you in the picture of, hey, the owners. So they'd be like, I can't be mad at this shit. These bitches bringing things together.
You should have just been saying blatant fucking lies, because that is
that's
like,
okay.
Just
yeah,
keep
wrong with
that shit up.
She's not an elected official.
Think? Right, that's true. Yeah.
Who do you think she is?
There's a pecking order. You gotta.
So they were trying to shut you down.
Trying to cancel crayons.
Trying to cancel crayons is just the madness, but well, I love them. How much are they?
$8.50.
Can't go wrong with them.
Great stocking stuffer.
Stocking stuffer. All the kids in your life.
Absolutely.
I know what my
I got nieces and nephews
are
that are getting
these.
I'll be the cool uncle and hate it all in one fell swoop. This is going to be awesome.
Is that not the goal at all times?
Yeah.
What a weird mix.
How can I be the favorite aunt and hated by my sisters?
All at the same time. This is gold. This is the winner.
What a gift. What a gift you've given us.
Just to hear the names are coming out of little babies' faces. It's going to be a treat around the tree.
Yes.
What's me calling you long time me?
What's your favorite color? And then they go to school thinking that these are the names of the color.
They're like, we don't really know Roy G. Biv at all.
Karen, your daughter wants to...
I never heard of Roy G. Biv. They heard him fucking people calling me all night yellow.
So your child colors outside of the line. Yeah.
Your son called it ass fuck purple. Why?
Oh my God. So you grew up in Jersey and you got siblings. You're the oldest?
Oldest, yeah.
I only felt it. See, I got that, Karen?
You intuited.
How'd you know?
I can feel it on people.
You were attuned.
What am I? What am I in relation to?
Sort of middle
the black sheep.
Both. You both said it.
Only child.
Middle, yeah. Middle black sheep. Hell yeah. Would you ever make an offensive coloring book to go with it?
I'm going to get canceled for fuck sure.
I'm almost done with it. It's actually called Happy Little Dictators.
Nice.
Because who doesn't want to see Hitler in the style of Bob Ross?
Yes, I love it. Yeah. I love it. Painting with colors?
What?
Painting with colors?
Pretty much.
Kind of.
What do you mean painting with colors?
Well, Bob Ross always reminded me of that when he was on TV with his big dumb Jufro trying to tell me how to paint a tree. Shut up, Bob!
Yeah.
I just want to watch cartoons!
Right?
Fucking asshole, where's the remote?
I think he's on Netflix now. I think the entire Bob Ross.
I love him, though.
Yeah, he's
the original ASMR.
Yeah.
What's ASMR? Yeah.
ASMR is a soothing, it's like people doing things soothingly with like a soothing tone of voice, and the microphone picks up all the little soothing clicking sounds of what they do.
And they're
whispering. And it stimulates this part of your brain. Some people like kind of have it more than others.
You get like tingles.
You get chills, yeah.
Is it like a sexual thing?
It is. I mean,
it's starting to be for me. Now, what helps, girls?
It helps you like chill out your anxiety.
Ooh.
Generally, people who are in extremely high stress professions are lean towards more ASMR. We had someone who is a professional, what do you call those? A professional phone sex operator.
Oh, yeah.
And nice. She said that she could tell what someone's career is by what their fetish is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah,
do you have an example?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like ASMR is a great example because normally people who are, let's say, in surgery all day or EMTs or people who have really high-stress jobs or are around a lot of noise, they gear towards that.
Yes.
Wow. What would a stand-up comics fetish be? I wonder what the typical...
Food.
Food
just
porn?
Eating.
Paying rent.
Acceptance from family
members. Positive affirmations.
Yeah.
No hell gigs.
Tell me how I fit in.
Just
I think Race Wars is a little ASMR, right?
At times we're not. We're a little hit or miss, right? Chime in, listeners. You guys know better than me.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah,
now let's talk about the book, Vic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now wait for the corn. Dick. You started writing this when?
It took me about 6 months. I started November of last year, and
six
it was
is a breeze.
Published.
That's fast.
Yeah,
it was. Judy Blume, nigga? How you pushing my head? You Judy Blume,
like
nigga?
Because here's the thing. This shit's like, it's like small and it's got big ass letters.
Yeah,
I like that.
It's
like for
nice.
Me, kind of.
It's an easy read. It's a quick read.
Yeah.
Self-published. The worst part about it was the editing because my poor editors had to put up with my dyslexic ass. So
they're fine with
fixing.
That.
There was a lot of fixing, but yeah.
What
do
you talk about in it mostly?
How's it start? Yeah.
The first chapter is called "Dick Pics Are Horrifying."
Okay.
Ladies. So
depends on the dick.
Yeah, depends on the dick. I take beautiful dick pics. Yeah.
Never seen one I wanted to see.
Exactly.
Come on.
Never, ever?
Nope.
Yep.
Not even in a relationship.
Okay.
Nope.
Excluding your relationship, maybe it should be unsolicited dick pics. 100%, are horrifying.
I don't need that. Yeah. I don't need that ever.
And
it's
every
so,
porn
it's so
star.
Opposite, yeah.
Oh, what girl at the table solicited a dick pic? Like, where's that dick pic I was promised?
Well, it's not
that.
The opposite of unsolicited for a girl isn't exactly solicited. It's just tolerated. You know what I mean? There's unsolicited, and then there's fine.
You know what I can appreciate, though?
Upshot? Huh. Upskirt. I do an upskirt. I'm sorry. What?
Joe Rogan calls it the dick root.
The
like that area right here, like right,
oh, the root part,
right
yeah.
before we get to the fucking problem.
Yeah,
that.
So that's part of motion attached.
You know, goddamn well why.
To it.
Interesting. That's ruling.
I like that.
I've never heard a girl excited about a dick pic. But like, man, we would love like a cooter clip. Like I'd love to get.
We're visual. Guys are visual.
Yeah.
If your girlfriend sent the picture of her
twat
walking
shot.
Into Starbucks, you're gonna be like, oh, that's hot. But
I like a twat shot.
But you just want it straight up. You don't need any foreplay. Not
no.
a little tease.
I mean,
tease.
All that's great. Also. But if you just send me a picture of your cooter, I'm more than grateful.
Yeah, it's like, no guy is going
to
be.
All the other stuff is also good.
No, sometimes I
I'm
turn
a simple,
away from cooter shots.
Guy.
Sometimes I got a cooter shot. I'm like, this. No, not now. Okay?
What?
Not now. I'm with family.
Really?
Not now. I'm in church.
Why can't you unread a text?
You know the screen on my phone is broken, bitch. It's like looking at a pussy in a prism. Prism. I said prism.
Prism.
Prism. Guys are the worst. Yeah, so yeah. So what else the book is about?
So it's got a bunch of stories about that, but it's really
so what's
kind
the story?
Of,
so the dick pic is all about sending dick pics?
Yeah, about unsolicited dick pics. No, why you like, shouldn't do it.
Are you interviewing people about this? Or you
no, saying, no. It's mostly from observation of being married to Danny Daniels, basically. And all of the adult film star friends that we have and all of the stuff
she
that
must
I've
get a lot of dick pics come in on her DMs.
Oh, my God. Wow. Like you wouldn't believe.
I bet. And
she can't even open her DMs.
There are plenty of times where she showed me the picture and I'm like, I have a dick. I don't know what that is. That guy needs to go to a doctor.
Oh,
he's like, oh, God, horrifying.
That was the president.
Really? Horrifying.
Have you ever been able to make a diagnosis or do you leave that to others?
I would leave that to professionals. Sometimes I'd be like, that looks like a dick, only a lot smaller, but you
fair
know,
enough.
There's a lot of, it's just gone off.
Quit bragging.
It is.
Get out of here.
You know what? No, but I mean, it's like, there are times where you're like, that's a pinky. Oh, no, it's penis. Okay.
Oh, poor angels. Oh.
But again, there's a part in here where, since we brought up Jeff Bezos, we talk about how Jeff Bezos got in trouble for sending a dick pic.
Yeah.
So even the richest man in the world isn't beyond doing
but
something fucking moronic.
But wait a minute,
he
got in trouble because somebody shared it. Somebody broke into somebody's phone and shared
somebody,
it.
Yeah,
not because
somebody...
the person who he sent it to didn't want it. She did want it.
Maybe.
Because that was
we never asked her.
That was the chick he was dating, right? That
no, it was the chick he was cheating on his wife with.
Yeah, but he was. They were dating, though.
Yeah.
That's his girl.
That's dating, you know? It's like, so, yeah.
He sent a couple pictures. He was all up in his mirror like this. I'm like, yeah, go ahead, billionaire.
I mean, he created a bunch of great New York Post headlines.
It did.
It was like awesome. But that's it. So it's really a book about like modern internet culture, relationships, you know, and
what was what the back in the day with. Dick pic? Motherfuckers used to mail they dick the pigeons?
No, that was the.
Wait till she gets dick.
Carrier pigeon?
The Polaroid. The old Polaroid camera.
Yeah.
It's got to lick the envelope.
Cool and metal. Now it's just. Now it's just assault.
Well, yeah, it's like the Sistine Chapel. You know, there's a bunch of dicks on up there, too.
Do you call her Danny at home? Do you call
no, Akira.
Proper name, yeah. No. Good. Yeah.
Proper name.
Akira's a real name.
Her Christian name.
My daughter's name is Danny, so there will be no calling. My wife,
really?
Danny. Yeah.
My daughter's name. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, exactly.
Named after her.
No,
mother?
No. Named after her grandfather. Yeah. Who was Daniel? Okay. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how old is she?
Danny, she's 25.
25. Yeah. Now she knows.
Oh yeah, no, they're close friends.
Oh,
yeah. As a
okay.
matter of fact, when my to make therapy an important factor
of
my life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When my wife went on the road and would do feature dance appearance, my daughter was actually her roadie. Oh. So it was the Danny show.
That's cute.
And I started therapy immediately.
There's too many worlds colliding.
Scotch is a very important factor in my life. It was all good.
That's too many worlds coming together.
You guys are so healthy, though.
I can't have a hard on with my daughter there, man. That's how she got there in the first place.
Exactly. That was the problem.
She's like, that was the door I came through.
Bless her.
Here's your origin story.
Exactly.
It's just too many worlds colliding. Now, what else is the book about? What else you got?
So there's a bunch of chapters in there about porn, acceptance of porn, right. problems that are talked about. I mean, one of the things that I discussed in there was the current rash of states stating that porn is a public health risk.
Oh,
what
the
fuck?
You know what's
it's affecting the groundwater.
I'm going to probably piss everybody off here. I'm actually a Republican. I'm actually pro-Second Amendment, and even I'm going to admit bullets are a bigger public health risk than porn ever thought of being. So... Right. Give me a break, you know, but they
well, what's their argument?
Yeah, whose money is making that argument? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, you know, the NRA is making the gun argument.
Yeah, it's a bunch of pseudoscience bullshit.
It's the fucking 80s? Why are they doing that still?
Yeah, I'd say pseudo. I mean, we're talking about like this is like 1912. I mean, it's literally pseudoscience crap where they have one study, one place once, and they've blown it up out of, you know, one guy jerked off too much, and now it's a public health risk.
That guy was Pee Wee Herman, sir, and he served his time.
I mean, there's one fact. I think we can all agree upon a 15-year-old kid with a stash of porn under his bed never went in and shot up his school, but give him a shitty parent and a bunch of guns. Hey, we're gonna have a problem.
He shot up the school, but not with bullets.
Yeah,
he shot we'll up right back after the school.
He shot up his socks, and his mom had to watch him. But that's about it, you know. So,
I mean, yeah.
So yeah,
people always been trying to fight porn for the longest, or trying to get it banned or banished. But the more you try to fight it, the bigger it gets.
The harder people come.
I mean, the more you tell people they can't do something, the more they're gonna do it.
What kind of jacking off injury are people getting?
Like, I know, public health.
What happens when someone? Because I see
really strong forearms.
I think there's a challenge.
Some dude recently died. Because he masturbated for 5 hours straight or some shit. 18
was that because
he
hours?
And he died.
What a fucking lightweight.
What a
Jesus
pussy.
Christ.
I could do 5 hours standing on my head.
Yeah, it's like,
Did you guys hear about the Buffy cam? Both, you are so sexual.
5 hours. I'm just like so sexual that I can do those.
What did he die of? A heart attack?
I had a heart attack.
Really?
I think he probably just had a bad heart, and that was going to happen if a bus passed him fast.
But can you masturbate for five hours straight?
What if porn just had, you know, like they're going to like mandate the packs of cigarettes have those like warnings?
What if you just might jerk off if you watch it?
Consult your doctor before you touch your dick, and if you don't and you die, that's not on us. Have a dirty crayon.
Well, you got to touch your dick doing other things, so they can't really. You got to touch your dick when you pee.
It's a disclaimer. Yeah, but people smoke other things. People smoke whatever. People smoke weed. Like, well, you know, you can't control what everybody does. It's for legal reasons.
It is like cigarettes. Because the only time, it's like cigarettes. Yeah. Like, the only time I jack off is after sex.
After sex? Yeah. Is that true?
Because it's like cigarettes. Just on my work breaks and after sex, I jack off.
Yeah. What are you just about to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, but that's additional regulation that you're putting on to mostly independent porn creators.
Yeah. Onto and women's bodies.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. And a lot of these people are working for themselves and making very little money in an already competitive environment.
That's fair. Yeah. I just mean, put a little disclaimer. It's just a screen. That's it.
Hello.
Just put a screen on there. Somebody dies of a heart attack. It ain't on you. You put a screen up.
Well, it's still not on you because, I mean,
why? I'm not arguing that it is on you. I'm saying for purely legal incorporation, corporate policy reasons.
But then it's kind of like in place.
Yeah, yeah. You're also now admitting that there's a problem and there is a vagina.
They're trying to fucking stifle like entrepreneurship, because like your wife Dani, like all, in all due respect, I have not jacked off to her today. But yes. Like,
show some respect. Today is young.
On the other hand, did my research today.
But yeah, she's like an entrepreneur, right? She's like doing her own shit. That's like what comics are trying to do. That's the dream. So I feel like comics should also be very against like people trying to stifle sex.
Anybody creative, make their own way.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to put those same kind of restrictions on our special, saying, "Hey, don't watch this if you triggered easily."
Must wear a condom to watch.
Yes.
Yeah. Stone condom. So there are three ladies on the board here. Do you think, and this is something that I've always wanted to try and explore, do you think the reason why porn is so hated is because it's the one place women have control over men?
Probably. Yeah.
Because a guy will go places with a hard-on, he wouldn't go with a loaded 45. Mm. Yeah. So,
you know what? No. I think that part of it is also that porn is... porn is solitary, right? So if you're thinking about, like, for example, say your traditional wife, your husband jerking off to porn, it doesn't involve you, right? And it also, there's not a lot of risk to it, right? He's not cheating on you, he's not catching anything, but he's still kind of excluding you, and another woman's responsible for him coming.
Yeah, you can come over here and watch. Just be quiet when you're watching with me now.
I think I'll be in here running your mouth, taking out the trash and shit.
I'm just shredding these papers, honey.
If you're someone who's
we gotta go see my parents this week, bitch. I said you could watch, but you gotta shut up.
But if you're uncomfortable with sex in any capacity, or you're used to it being regulated by others, or like the church or your parents or whatever, then someone getting out there and not being ashamed of it must freak you the fuck out.
This is not a porn thing. It's an American.
No, it's not. No, because the most draconian societies with the most misogynistic rules have the most horrid laws towards porn, and are the ones shutting them down.
Are those countries also very religious, though?
It depends. I mean, you got 1 billion people in India. I don't think they're all religious, but they have some harsh anti-porn laws.
Most people in India are religious.
I mean, most people everywhere are religious.
Yeah. I mean, isn't really religious, and they have anti-porn laws. Like,
they have weird ones, though.
Is it a new one?
Yeah, but they've also let them out.
Well, they have, for example, like 18 different things that you can't produce in the UK as far as porn goes. So including caning, fisting, spanking, a woman ejaculating, certain types of
things. I did all those things at my prom.
That's just a Sunday afternoon.
You got to think about it, right? In the UK, spanking is like a rite of passage. I mean, everybody goes to a private school and gets their ass spanked.
So you can't videotape, you can't do spanking.
It's very similar
do spanking porn in the UK. You can't tape it there.
Technically, you're not supposed to, but
or sell it.
Yeah, you can't sell it. Definitely. Sell it.
What if you call it? Is there sneaky? However, what are people's workarounds?
They definitely find it.
However, just to show you that men are in charge there, escorting is legal.
But it's like, it's crazy that it makes you a criminal just because you want to see a bitch get spanked.
Yeah,
and you want to go buy it. It's like, what is that about?
And meanwhile, the biggest spanking company on the planet is British-based, called Firm Hand. So go figure.
It's like prohibition, man. That's, it's like, so what hot. Are you doing? People are going to do it anyway. And the more you try to fucking smother it, the more people are going to do it.
Yeah, but maybe that's the point. Maybe somebody's being dead clever. And they actually want a porn boom. It's so they're like, we're going to repress it, force it underground, make people get all clever.
It's just
about
motherfuckers
it.
In the light don't want people to know what they do in the dark. Yeah, so they trying to be like this. I'm so against it, but the same niggas who passing those laws, the same motherfuckers sneaking in the basement, buying it.
You think do you think there's similarities between what we're talking about, how comics and sex workers, like similarities or whatever? Like the people who are like really against offensive comedy. Even like I see like real dark offensive comedies like the S&M of comedy.
Yeah.
We're like we all know we're all adults.
Right.
We all know it's not real. If there's some people who think it's real, don't let them ruin our fun. It's like if it's not for you, don't do it. If you don't like us,
and it's almost
don't do
like
it,
exactly. stretching your capacity to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And like stay and in you the discomfort do that. And yeah. be in that and know that and you're bigger than
I understand it not being for everyone, but let me be a weirdo.
Yeah, exactly.
But is porn though weirdo the same as like punching down? I don't know. I see both sides of. I think that it's being taken to an extreme.
It can be used badly.
Porn's something that has to be sought out. That's the thing. It's not like you could walk down the street and have someone blow cigarette smoke in your face. So I understand regulating that, but porn you have to find.
Yeah, it's not going to just jump out.
It's kind of right there. Now
I mean, yeah, but come
on. You still have to press.
You have to.
You have to press
the button. Same way that. So I've been offered coke more than I've just accidentally seen porn.
But if you go on Twitter or Instagram, it's porn all over Instagram and Twitter.
It's easy though.
Twitter, especially.
It comes at you. It comes at you.
But you still have to follow a person.
Yeah. You still gotta click, do one click, but it's just like walking down the street, somebody like this, porn? You want porn?
What did you want to say?
It's tough for me. I have to type the letter D to have Danny Daniels. just D, and then it drops down, and that's a lot of work.
That's a lot. I gotta work hard at this.
What did you want to say?
Well, I was going to say that the problem is that when you start applying regulations, like the UK, they were going to put in this regulation where, I mean, on the surface saying, oh, well, we have to verify that each and every person who enters a porn site needs to be over the age of 18.
Right.
But the problem is the implementation of how you do that and who is implementing it is the problem.
Right.
Yeah. Because what's going to end up happening is you're going to stifle independent creators and allow mega corporations to rule. So, for example,
the point's not the gates, the gatekeeper.
Exactly. So, for example, there's, in my opinion, twofold issue. The first issue is now you have these massive corporations like MindGeek, which owns like Pornhub, Brasses, exactly.
Yeah, 80%.
Wow.
Exactly.
Easily.
And what do you end up having? And they, by the way, have leaks like almost every other year.
Yeah.
As far as data leaks.
Data, yeah.
So let me put it this way. So we're going to have all my personal information tied to an email address, meaning either a passport, a driver's license, a credit card, that will eventually be leaked. That's number one. So do you guys remember the Ashley Madison leak? So
do we ever?
Exactly. So that's
a lot of scared
issue.
Husbands.
We can talk about this later.
It cost me my family, guys. It's not funny. Cost me my damn thing.
Cost me my job.
I want
to. The second issue with that, and this is where it comes to stifling creators, is, all right, so who makes the policy? So let's say that there's a token or some sort of process in regards to verifying. Yeah. Well, the people who are going to put that into place are your mind geeks. They're going to lead the way, and they're probably going to set up a system like an API call where. If you're an independent, that you might end up buying those tokens or you might end up being able to only handle a certain amount of traffic that you pay for. Because think of it this way. Let's say 100,000 people visit your website and you have to pay for each and every one of them to go in and visit your site. How many of those 100,000 do you think are actually going to pay for their porn?
Right.
Exactly. So, I mean, if they want, Pornhub could say, well, we're going to just start flooding traffic to this independent website. Oops, they're now shut down because they had they had no money.
You don't want a room of incels regulating.
Incels? Yeah.
The fucking porn.
You mean a comedy open mic?
just to give Pornhub their credit, they actually do pay creators.
Yeah.
They actually do pay creators. But Pornhub is so massive, they have more traffic than Amazon.
Yeah.
That's not even a joke. They have more traffic than Amazon.
Yeah, anything that has anything to do with technology, the sex thing is going to be the number one thing we do with it.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't give a fuck what
you know,
it is.
It's
a flashlight.
You're talking about,
Instagram.
Into
a flashlight.
Instagram perpetually shuts down porn stars. The girls get shut down. My wife has lost 10 Instagram accounts. We fought to get her verified. Girls are fighting to get verified. Yet the porn companies that are owned by men all get verified and never get shut down. Wow. So you got to wonder what the problem is. And these
it's all a man's game. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, you don't got to wonder too.
And
hard.
All of these girls are posting nothing more than any Kardashian would ever put up online.
Oh, right,
point,
right.
And they're getting their accounts taken down. And the worst part about it is they're getting their accounts taken down by scammers who are reporting them and then faking being those people to take people for money. Yeah. And Instagram just sits back and says, oh, yeah, no problem. Whatever.
Instagram came out with a statement saying that it's where they're linking to. So versus a Kardashian is linking to her latest contouring kit. Right. They're linking to a porn site, and for that reason.
They're but Pornhub and Brazzers have sites that are verified.
So, yeah, they're, linked
they're
to
linking to themselves.
Right. They're linking to the companies that they that they still verify. Like, Instagram verifies them, but if you link to them, you get unverified.
I couldn't tell you the number of adult film stars I saw that had their accounts taken down for bikini pictures with no links.
Damn.
Wow. Vic, I have a question for you, and this is an inner battle that I have surrounding the conversation of porn.
Okay.
And women empowerment. I think, fuck yeah, do whatever you want with your body, full stop. I just, have you ever met a woman in porn that doesn't have sexual trauma in her history?
Yes.
Like
many.
People, okay, so people are just fully... This is literally what I want to do, fully empowered.
Yeah.
That is where I'm like, I don't understand what they're getting from like a 6-hour day of...
A check?
Getting fucked.
A check.
Can tell you what I'm getting.
Okay. But some people are great at it. I'm not saying you're doing it.
I mean,
paid that well?
First of all, women are paid 3 times the amount that men are paid in porn. Most of these girls are doing very well. They're doing very well. They have fame that comes with it. And with fame comes other dollars that come in the door.
Yeah.
My wife has a variety of different projects that she's able to do because she is Danny Daniels. She doesn't shoot for companies anymore. She only shoots for herself. That's the key. So all of these girls get to the point where they can be their own creator and then they can control their destiny, but it's the same as comedy.
You could say the same thing for like a lawyer who spends 18 hours at an office and go, well, is it really worth it? She's not seeing her kids and you know, what kind of trauma does she have in her history? And I'm not saying that you're making some kind of anti-woman argument, but some people are really good at porn. Some people are sexual and good at it and like to be on camera and are good performers and enjoy it.
Yeah, and it's a performance.
It is a performance.
I mean, that's one of the things the book talk about. It's a job.
Yes.
All right. You were on Dinner with Danny.
Yeah.
You met that. It's a job.
It's a job.
You guys go home at the end of the day.
It's a job. I guess then that's just my own shit projecting into knowing like I could never.
Yeah.
I don't have the fucking balls.
But you know
ain't
what?
There got a lot the of sex people... drive either. Just keep yourself out of it.
Yeah.
That's true.
These girls out here fucking paying taxes on it.
Yeah they are.
But they
pay a lot of
taxes. They fuck. They don't just relationship. I like a boy fuck. They fuck.
They fuck on camera and then they get fucked by the government for taxes. We're
always
orgasming.
They don't care what somebody's parents do for a living. They ain't there for that. Deals.
There are a lot of people who are terrified to do what you do. They could not get up in front of a crowd and speak for my wife couldn't do it. Right. My wife could not get up in front of
and by the way, the goal's
comedy.
The same in comedy
Never.
Is eventually to stop working for other people and have your own projects and produce things and have like passive streams of income.
And we've been running around from club to club, sometimes not even getting paid when you first start comedy, doing fucking bringer shows and open mics, people like this. What the fuck are you doing that shit
you
for?
You get fucked pretty hard in comedy too.
Well,
Nobody comes.
And to be honest, I don't know if I've ever met a comedian that's not working through trauma. So to be fair, I guess I've made
some form of trauma.
I remember when I first started out comedy, it used to be strippers I used to bang, be like this. That's all the money you made? Why would you do that? Mm. And they'd be like, ding, 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 ding.
I think most
that made a lot more money than me.
Right. I think most.
So but yeah, it was still about the love for it, and I was good at it. And this is what I wanted to do for my life.
Right, and there's a high that comes with it. Yes. So is there a
it's
high
the same.
Yeah, I think there is. Same. I think there's a high that comes with it for
I met porn stars who really like to fuck on camera. That's what they like to do.
Okay. Yeah. You know, they all have good days. My wife will be the first person. They have good days. They're bad. They have days where they're like, I like the partner. Then there are other days where they're sitting there. The guy can't get a hard on. It's freaking ice cold. They've been there for 5 hours.
Said I've had a long week that week.
That's how we are with like, we're like, this crowd cannot get it up.
Yeah.
This crowd
cannot get it up. This room is freezing cold.
I'm sexy as shit. I know it ain't me.
I know it ain't me.
The guy that came before you shit the bed. Exactly.
You made an interesting point earlier. I think that anything that's like kind of fringe, like comedy, porn, anything kind of that can, because you can make an argument like, oh, it's not healthy, but like, the way I see it is like you made a point when I said how S&M and comedy offensive comedy or somewhere and you're like, okay, but what about punching down? I agree with that. I think that in the same way that there are people who consume offensive comedy the wrong way, mm-hmm. like they really are, they want to hear the N-word. Yeah. You know what I mean? Right. There is that group, and there's also a group who watches SNM because they like to see a woman be hurt.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I don't like that. I think that that's an argument
which isn't
for,
even the point of that fetish.
I think it's an argument for approaching both those things thoughtfully. But I don't think it's an
there's
argument
always,
for saying it's an umbrella, it's wrong. And a lot of people do that with
always,
offensive comedy.
Right.
And people do that with, like, I assume there's people who do that with S&M.
Absolutely. But there's always a fringe to everything. I mean, there are people who think the Matrix really exists. I mean, there's something, you know, if you can't go down to the lowest basis instinct of the average, you know, wherever you want to go with it, there are people who will believe that stuff they see in Hollywood is real and there's something about it. There are people who will see stuff on, you know,
To me, there's a thrill in making, I don't want to offend, but there's a thrill in making the audience laugh at something they thought they could not
and
laugh
at. Exactly. Laugh and groan at the same time.
Sometimes I'm watching porn and I'm like, wow, I didn't know I could be turned on by that, Danny. Holy shit.
But then you also have a funny situation in porn where it's like people talk about it, but you don't see a lot of Me Too in porn, do you? It's a lot of Me Too in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of Me Too in porn.
That's
and
a good point.
There was one female director once who won a Best Director award, and this year it was a female director in porn, and last year it was, no, 2 years ago it was a female director in porn. There's a lot of awards given out to female directors in porn that you don't see at the Oscars.
Yeah.
So why do you think is it a strength in female directors in porn, but not a strength in individual porn stars who, you know, get pushed around by Instagram and shit like that?
You know, it's funny because the girls control the business. I mean, the women porn stars are in control of the business. People are going to see Danny Daniels.
Right.
They're not, you know, I mean, there are some who's looking for Johnny Sins, but it's rare. Most people, even women will search for women before men. So the women are
I'd
in control of it.
I'd much rather watch a woman.
Exactly. The women are in control of the, but
I'm on the fence. I mean, Lex Steele is a performer. What do you want to say?
Oh, he's got a little GoFundMe going on right now.
I don't want to see a talented
What happened? He's had some health issues, poor guy. Lex is a really nice guy.
Nice guy.
Did you jack off too much?
Good question.
When you got a big dick like that, you got a dick the size like that, and you got to pump blood in it all the time, all day shoots.
You're passing out. You're getting high blood pressure.
Constantly lightheaded, though.
Dude, I think that women should be. A porn is hotter if a woman's in control.
Of course,
I think.
Maybe that bleeds into
the whole industry. Just women are more in control in that industry.
And I think that's where the problem is. It's like it doesn't matter if you're an insult comic, you're gonna get invited to the Met Gala at some point in time. But you ain't ever getting invited if you're a porn star, retired porn. Once you're a porn star, you are a porn star for life.
It's the old joke:
suck one dick and you're a cocksucker for life. But you're a porn star, you are a porn star for life. That stigma follows you no matter what you do.
And all the men watching you won't hire you.
Certain amount of women will hate you. It's really bizarre because at the end of the day, they're fucking. Mm-hmm. Without fucking, we don't exist.
That's right.
So, I mean,
what do you want to say?
I was just going to say that, and the thing is, when it comes to porn, it influences not only, you know, when you mentioned that there's people trying to introduce legislation as a public health concern, but it affects so many different things. So we mentioned technology, it influences censorship laws, it influences online, how we use content. Yeah. I mean, the biggest issues of how content has been censored the last 2 years have been predominantly around anti-porn laws.
Like, for example,
Sesta Fosta, I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but a lot of the content laws are really that have affected Reddit, Google, Facebook, and Twitter, a lot of these platforms, stem from anti-porn laws and anti-sex laws, because people just conflate sex work with trafficking and, you know, have the idea that, you know, somehow porn girls are broken and how could ever anyone do this? So let's save these people as opposed to talking to these people and actually looking at what's actually going on here.
I think porn
I don't think that they're broken. I am genuinely curious about
what kind of person.
I wasn't just,
I know, but
As with comedy and entertainment and music and anything, some are broken.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know.
Anthony Bourdain killed himself. You have some people are broken.
Never heard of
nothing you're going to do.
I think one thing is
Jeffrey Epstein, porn
is getting broken. You know what? Sex is really is under fire by all this internet shit. People trying to get
censorship.
Sex. But I think porn is getting grouped with sex in a whole, because a lot of those laws were to try to keep pedophilia off the internet.
Which is a good thing.
But I think when you write those laws, it seeps over and affects everything else. And like you was talking about, it affects porn as well, because it is looking at it as sex. It's like it was some Snapchat, something they had to ban some shit because it was a whole bunch of pedophilia popping up on some internet shit.
But it's always a slippery slope because once you decide
Viacom owned it, so they sold it right away.
But that's the problem. Once you decide something has to be regulated, you have to decide who regulates it.
Right.
And then once you decide who regulates it, it's like, well, who the fuck are you? Why do you get
it's
to
always
decide?
Like old white men.
And it's always somebody who's...
I don't want them telling me what to spank off to.
But they also, they don't care. They don't actually care. It's all just money.
It's a power thing.
Then nobody actually cares what you do with your dick.
I don't know if you know this, but old white men are the power in this country. If you look at all the money in your pocket, nigga, it's all white men on all that shit.
Yeah.
That this is their country.
Absolutely.
So get used to it. And if you live long enough, it'll be your country.
I am an old white man. I'm fine.
Yeah. You seem
just hold on, nigga.
Hair's got a head start.
I ain't even got any.
You're the most powerful man
of this
game.
Nobody tells you what to do with your dick, sir. You just flop it around willy-nilly, don't you?
It's all white man country, baby.
I mean, you do fine.
Oh, Mack Weldon. I love Mack Weldon, Karen. You know that about me. But why do you like it? You say you like it.
I like it for you. Because Mack Weldon believes in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. The website is super easy to navigate. Anybody can do it, even you.
That's right. I can do it. And you know what? No matter what you're wearing right now, Mack Weldon is better than what you're wearing.
It doesn't matter if it's comfortable underwear, shirts, socks, undershirts, hoodies, sweatpants, anything you're going to wear.
Yes, I mean, it's just a, you know, it's a essential brand for men. It's for men, okay? We need our own shit made by men, for men, that knows what we like. We like premium stuff.
Premium. And they even have a line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial, so you could smell like a silver daisy.
Yes, so you don't have the stinky stuff on you.
No, totally eliminates odor. They want you to be comfortable, so if you don't like your first pair of whatever it is that you get, you can keep it, and they will still refund you, no questions asked.
It's so crazy. I love premium fabrics, and Mack Weldon is all about the premium fabrics.
Yep.
And it looks good, it feels good, and I swear by it. I
good
swear by it.
Good for everything. Going out, going to work, going on dates, everyday life, whatever you want.
Now, how did they get 20% off? Let's hook them up with something.
20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com. That's MackWeldon.com and enter promo code RACEWARS.
That's right. Enter the promo code RACEWARS and get hooked up. That's 20% off, man. You know you want to save some coin.
20% off.
Mack Weldon. Get your life right. Get your draws right. So you think porn, I mean, I think porn's going to be fine because everybody's still going to go toward it and it's always going to be there. Mm-hmm.
It's just
so
annoying that people have to, like, art creators have to jump through hoops.
You would think that it's more available now than ever, but it's, I think it's more on the attack now than, like, even in the 80s.
Probably,
that's so weird.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's like real righteous right now.
Man, plus,
you find your thing. You decide like a Christian decides like, well, sex outside of marriage is wrong, then you can't argue with them.
Plus,
if someone says like, oh, a joke with this topic is wrong, you can't argue with them because they've decided.
It's also about phones and fucking laptops and computers because kids got all these things and now it's in this, you can get it on your phone.
Also,
so kids got phones.
That's
so
fine.
If I can get porn, they can get porn.
That's fine for us.
You ain't got no kid.
Easiest target. It's the easiest target. Look at this shiny thing over here. We're going to argue about porn. We're not going to talk about how we allowed a whole bunch of fake ads to appear on Facebook that influenced an election in both Britain and America. No, that's not important. Look at these shiny thing. They have tits. It's bad.
It's not a coincidence that like all the like anti-abortion this and that and everything is gaining straight. Like it's all one thing, right?
Yeah.
When like one super conservative thing, and I'm honestly not saying if it's good or bad. Like some people have real genuine beliefs, but honest to God, I don't think, and God bless them, right? Like I don't think that the anti-abortion people, the real rabid ones, are trying to hurt somebody. I think they think that's a baby and those are their beliefs. And I think they think that using your dick wrong is wrong or whatever. But I don't think it's an accident that they peak at the same time.
No, I don't disagree with you completely. Obama just came out and did a whole thing about that woke culture. Your former president.
I never heard him. Taft was my only guy.
Taft's your only guy?
I
like him 400 pounds and happy.
That's right, in a tub.
Yeah, never met
Obama came out and attacked the woke culture.
It was
actually a good thing. His exact comment was, is, you know, those people on the other side that you're fighting with, they probably love their kids and they're probably, you know, they are. I mean, you have to have civility in discourse.
Exactly, and they want to eat themselves. These motherfuckers act, that's why... The left, a lot of times, and all these woke people are closer to being Nazis than anybody else.
It's like a circle.
That's right.
The extreme right and the extreme left kind of meet at the top.
They meet exactly at hating Jews.
Back to the non-existent Holocaust crime.
And in conclusion, fuck the Jews.
Let's get some sleep.
Let's go to bed, guys. I'm out of here.
Now, I know you got to get to another show or something, right? Do you?
Yeah, I do.
No, so you want to promote the book? I mean, not the book, the crayons and the podcast.
Get it together.
Get it out.
Take it away.
Go ahead.
All right, so you guys can find me on Twitter at Rational Blonde, but you guys can find the crayons at offensivecrayons.com.
Yes.
And then
nice.
Can listen to the show, you know, learn stuff about science, sex, porn, and I guess the plots of porn at Two Girls on
the
Mic.
The plots!
The plots!
Seriously, though, you're a hero for making these offensive colors. Yeah, these offensive colors are amazing.
Thank you.
They're great.
But Two Girls on Mic, the porn cast, nice. We're the ones with a white background with a microphone and a bra hanging off because for some reason, ever since we launched, there's now like six Two Girls One Mic, so just want to make sure people
get used to it,
right,
babe.
Thank you for
Instagram
coming out.
So I can tag you
At Rational Blonde.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Thank you for coming on, too. You're great. You. Yes.
If you need a guest, I know a girl.
I'll have
Lainey
get in touch.
Oh,
yes,
got it.
Perfect.
Yeah, Lainey knows me well.
We got Eric Rivera in the house, too. Eric's about to join us.
Yeah,
hey, Eric!
What's up, man?
Yes.
Come on in.
Oh, my God.
Come on and join in. What's going on with you?
Eric. It's been
hey, guys.
What's
happening?
Face.
Where have you been?
We got some crayons to read.
What's
buddy?
Happening here?
We
have crayons and we have a coloring book.
What do I got to read?
What'd you get?
Scientology. Makes just as much sense as Christianity.
What color is that?
Crayons.
Blue? All the blues are great.
The blues are great.
Yeah,
Eric, introduce yourself to the people listening and watching.
What's going on? Comedian Eric Rivera.
Yes.
Brand new special on HBO.
There we go.
Super light.
There we go.
HBO Go, HBO Now, HBO On Demand.
Yes. Sick. And what's the name of it?
Super White.
Super White, yes.
Wow. So people make sure you check that out. We already get it.
They're white privilege.
That's what we were calling him just a few minutes ago.
Is that me? Fits.
I got the white crayon. Yeah.
That's Vic, super white.
So you just got in town, did you?
I've been in town for a couple days now.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not a trip until I visit Shiraz.
Thank you. Yeah. Finally he says
it's not a trip.
I'm a friend to the Latino community. Everybody knows that about me.
It's Gerardo Small.
Yes. Michael Beto. So you was Ida's supposed to come too, right?
Yes.
Where is she? She got some thing tonight.
She's being her being all Hollywood
now.
Busy.
She's blowing up.
Yeah.
She was here a couple weeks ago, and once when the special first came out.
Yeah, right. She did the Netflix special.
That's right. Yes.
Stay ready.
She killed it.
She looked so good.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Comedy.
Yeah.
Comedy. Now, what's going on with you? You married a son? What's going on? You got a kid?
This is old news. We're years.
Come on.
I don't be keeping up. Listen.
He was married last time he was on the show.
I wipe all the memories out, Karen. I wipe them out. I start from scratch.
Yeah, once I moved, he erased it.
New audience every day, Karen.
I got a new Latino friend here. I can't just keep all the...
Married now, what, 8 years?
Wow. Yeah, nice.
Two kids?
No, I didn't know. I know.
Stop
it. 8 years in comedy, that's like 500 years in real life.
Yeah. How many is that in porn?
Oh, about 1,000.
That's 9 cat lives.
Yeah, exactly.
And the kids doing well?
Two kids, man. 3 and 7.
Boy
now.
And a girl?
Two boys.
Yeah. That's easy hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
Take it off, put it on. Motherfucking Merry Christmas. Nice. So what else is going on with you?
Oh, that's it, man. Now just running around with the New York Comedy Festival, doing a show on Friday.
Okay.
Me and Ida for the Entrenos brand, which is their Def Jam for Latino comedy.
What's the name of it?
Entrenos.
Entrenos. Yeah. Okay.
Amongst Us.
Okay. Yeah. And where is that? Where's that show?
It's at the New York Comedy Club.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Now, which one? They got two now.
It's the East Village.
Yes.
East Village location.
Good room.
Yeah.
Good room.
Yep.
And that's one Thursday, Friday?
Friday.
Friday.
Friday night, yeah.
Yeah. Now, those kids driving you crazy, how old are they?
3 and 7, man.
Okay.
Yeah. How old are you?
How old am I? 37.
Okay.
That ain't bad. All right, that works out well.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm a young dad in L.A.
Yeah,
there's that whole old dad thing going where they're 80 years old.
Right. I mean, don't knock it. It's coming for all of us.
He's playing dad basketball. He out there looking like Michael Jordan against those old niggas.
It sucks because my wife gets fooled because the moms are young. So she's like, I like her. Let's double date. And then I got to hear about how much bread was back in this dude's time.
Uphill to school both ways.
Yeah.
Exchanging medications.
Yeah. You know how much gas was? I don't care, dude.
Do you miss New York at all? What's going on?
I do. There's parts of it I miss, but then there's parts with, you know.
LA, yeah.
Once I got the kids, I'm just like, I don't know if I could do it. Like,
yeah, I hear you.
No offense, the kids out here are a little weird.
Okay,
little,
how you mean?
They're like, just
stranger
like a little
than
adults.
LA kids.
Yeah, they're like little adults.
Get the fuck out of
here. Yeah. You see them on the paper, and they're reading a paper on the subway. I don't trust these little kids.
You do grow up quick in New York, yeah, man. You grow up quick.
They do lines on the way to school. You're like, oh my God.
On the train by themselves at like 5.
But that's why he's reading
a preschool,
but he's just playing
you
it off.
Like, oh my God.
He's playing it off to kind of look like he's reading a newspaper. He's just trying to stay alive. Yeah. You never been homeless on a train before? You sit next to women who ain't your mama, but look like your mama? Just to stay alive.
Oh my God. I'm weeping.
Oh my God.
Now, who are you voting for in this upcoming election, Eric? You know you're a Trump. You're a Trump Latino, nigga. Oh, you know
Julian Castro.
Boo. There we nigga, go. Boo. Nigga, boo. Nigga, boo.
I forgot that guy was even alive.
We got to say it until he's out of the race officially. We got to pretend. Yeah.
Then he attacked Biden for being an old man. We can't support this kind of age.
Come on.
Hold on. There's an age limit. There's a minimum.
What?
Age. You got to be at least 35.
So it ain't no maximum, though.
Well, yeah, because motherfuckers weren't living that long when they came up
That's
with these
true.
Rules.
No, no.
What's
yeah.
it, what should, how old should the...
72 be? Feels good.
So you're no. like, not a Bernie fan.
Who the you fuck can, are you?
You can, like, why do you be get to president. Choose? I don't know. That just feels like the right
I
age.
Asked her, so that's,
yeah, that's
so
fair.
Then
that's
when
fair.
When
that
would that...
Fair. I just freaked out. I've had totally, my answer.
But
yeah.
since
really
life expectancy always goes up, so should you change this every 10 years? Now you got to be 82? Then you got
to
be 92? Then you got to be 102?
I think you should have to retake your fucking driver's license test. I think there's things in life that you can grow out of being able to fucking do.
But if you can't be a president, wouldn't you think that somebody... Wouldn't you think the voters would see that you're not capable of being a fucking president, so they
really?
Watch
out. Okay, you're putting
a lot of faith in the American
president.
Vote.
Okay, well, give me an example of a senile president that we had that was a problem.
Right now?
A senile president?
Yeah, it's like, you don't have to look too far back.
We're not going down the field a long way here.
Gerard, you're throwing footballs here.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. But you're saying that like Trump is because of his age. He's always been this nigga.
Yeah. Oh,
he's always, from 40 years old, he was not this dude. Yeah, yeah. I grew up around him. I grew up in New York. I know Trump. Nothing's different about him.
No, not at all.
Right, so then that's
age. Who age affected? Ronald Reagan is the closest I can come because he got a little senile at the end, but he was already on his way out, so nobody got affected by it.
I think that the older the better. Like, they should be you should vote for whoever's the closest to death because they're the most scared of going to hell.
So Biden, Trump, right?
That's yeah. Right or Bernie. I'm not even a Bernie guy, but I like that he's in not give a fuck mode because I'm like, I'm going to live 3 more years. I'm going to say what I actually believe, you know? He's not going to play the fake game, you know?
Obama and Clinton was the youngest two that we had in the last, 40 years?
Obama, well, Bush wasn't that.
He wasn't that old, but he was in 40. He was in young 40s.
No, he wasn't young 40s, but he wasn't that old.
Mm. But it was only Clinton and Obama.
Yeah.
But that don't mean they were only good presidents, does it?
No. I just don't think it's ageism to have like a limit on either end. Maybe it's I don't know what the fuck the age is.
But I think I think the rule is your performance in front of the voters would show everybody go like that. Nah,
you're out of your fucking mind, Sherrod. That's how we got this guy in the
office. So you are saying that his age made him crazy?
He literally but you're trying to
I think we got him in the office because people like this. I like him because he's always been his asshole.
Yeah. You're trying to count on the voters to make the...
Their choice?
To be able to see...
You mean their right?
To be able to see crazy when it's in front of them.
I think when you start excluding people off anything, you're going down the wrong track.
Well, so then why can't a 25-year-old be
because
president?
Because that's a different thing.
25-year-olds are a proven idiot.
That's a different thing. I'm not as young.
Have
I'm
you
not
met
saying
a 95-year-old, an 85-year-old? They're fucking crazy.
But,
I know,
but,
really
but we
sad,
don't
know,
have
a
85-year-old in office. We don't have a 95-year-old. Here's the thing.
Haven't.
As soon as
Nancy
you start
Pelosi,
doing that,
I'll give her,
as soon as you start doing that, it's not a democracy. It's not a
I
democracy when you start telling people when they got to stop. That's anti-American.
Yeah. Vic,
we
Danny's
decide.
OnlyFans?
All right.
Doesn't have an OnlyFans.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But you can get the
because if you start saying you got to be a certain age, 72 to be, then people would be like, hey, well, Asians age different than whites and blacks age different. So why not 65 for a black because they got high blood pressure? And this nigga is going to be a lot of bullshit.
Black don't crack. Because
everybody don't age the same.
Yeah. And you're right. Man, Trump is the same batshit crazy he was in the
80s. He always been.
So.
If anybody, I think Trump is less affected by his age than the rest of these niggas.
No, yeah, he's like, he's a flatline, man. Well, nothing's changed.
Yes.
It's reality television, man. We accept reality television for being real, and you got a reality television presidency now.
So that's what I'm saying.
We know, though. He's familiar. He was a face. I know him. Yeah.
He
know
he just
that.
Doesn't give a fuck, and I think the rest of the country didn't give a fuck at the same time.
It's like a perfect storm.
I think he was so familiar.
Well, and Hillary Clinton gave so much of a fuck. She was like that kid running for school president that is like you know really cares about it and it's gross to you. It's gross. You're like it's not. You're not gonna get us extra recess. So fucking relax. I mean,
you gotta look at her. Other than winning New York, look at her history. She ran against Obama, who was not a two-term senator, but a senator for 2 years that no one had ever heard of, and he beat her. And then this guy took politics up as a hobby 4 years ago, and he beat her. She's just not electable. She's just not electable.
Or Donald Trump is highly electable.
I mean, and Obama is highly electable, you know?
And that's why I think Trump probably going to get elected again.
He might.
Because Obama can't run.
Well, he's a real motherfucker. Yeah, but you know, the Mark Halperin, who was on last week and wrote that book.
Yeah, How to Beat Trump.
I'm reading it right now. It's fucking brilliant.
Oh, it's brilliant. Mark is a fucking brilliant man.
Well, because his argument, I haven't gotten through the book, but his argument is like, it's going to be a motherfucker and everybody agrees on that, but it's not an unwinnable game.
Right.
So, and the first step to winning a game is believing you can win it. And these people going in don't necessarily believe that. Like maybe a couple of them do. So, I mean, I have to finish the book so I can be smart about it.
Is Karen running? It sounds like she started her platform
I'm fired up, guys.
God, I'm
voting. Tonight, we're announcing
first Jewish woman president who Jew is not white.
To be honest with you, I don't think anybody can beat him who don't read that book.
they cannot.
I read the book. I agree with you.
If you don't read the book, you can't beat him. They're already making the wrong steps. They're already doing everything wrong to fucking get defeated by this motherfucker. I think that impeachment was one of
them. They're not bothering to understand him because everybody's so dismissive. And you see it in New York constantly. Yep. He's so dismissive of him, but he like you said, he took it up as a hobby and then beat every single person in every single round of everything,
including all the Republicans,
easily without breaking a sweat. So and people
and ate McDonald's the whole time.
You said crazy shit.
But if you're coming from the perspective, which people always do, and in comedy, it's like so endemic, where they're like, "Well, the Trump voters are irrational people." I'm not sure that, and unless you're batshit crazy institutionalized, you're not irrational. No. You have a reason. I might disagree with your reason, but you do have a reason.
You do have your reasons. I agree with that. Yeah.
Right, failing to understand the reason.
That's what we were talking about before.
It might be the wrongest shit in the world, but you still have your reasons.
That whole dismissing somebody because they disagree with you—you're obviously crazy because you disagree.
And that's why you sometimes want to see those people get spanked, because you know what—they need a spanking. I thought the last time that was enough spanking, but it seems like it wasn't.
No. Turns out,
because they figured how to beat these. They beat them at their own game. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, we also don't live in America. We live in a little island off the coast of America. Yeah. Go to Iowa. Yeah. Go to Missouri.
I've been to these places. That's why I knew Trump was going to win. Every time I landed anywhere, it was Trump posters.
You see those signs in the yard.
You see those signs in every yard.
You're like, something's up.
Something's up. Something's afoot.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to go to Iowa probably before 2020, but Trump is. He's going to go. He's going to go not only to Iowa, but some backwater town of 1,000 people. And those people are going to remember that for the rest of their lives. And their family's going to remember that.
He's going to get all their votes. Yeah. I had a bet with a friend of mine when in the first election. He wanted me to bet that Hillary was going to lose because I was a Republican. I'm like, I really thought she was going to win. And then my wife is feature dancing, and I believe it was Alabama. And it was like 2 weeks before the election, and I get this video of her. She's going out back with the owner of the club and a sheriff. They have shotguns in their hand, guys carrying a jug of vanilla vodka, and they're blowing up fax machines. It's 3 a.m. with the cops. They were there. And I went in and I took the bet. Because we don't live in America. That's America. Yeah. And I said, you know what? That guy's voting for Trump, and so's all the rest of those flyover states. Yeah. And that's what happened.
Those people don't even know Elizabeth Warren exists.
No.
Well, I grew up in Alabama.
They don't care for her. They know she exists. They don't care for her.
I mean, I know she exists. I don't care for her.
I mean, not really.
They know her name from Twitter.
They know enough of her. And Bernie.
Yeah.
Oh, they know. Don't underestimate. Listen, that's why they won before. Don't underestimate these flyover states and these southern states. These are smart people.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're not smart. Crowds are stupid.
Elizabeth Warren, they don't care for. They're not trying to pay for everybody's fucking health care. They're not trying to do that. They're not trying to pay for illegal immigrants' health care. They're not trying to do that.
Crowds of people are dumb, but individual people are smart. They have their interests. They know what those are, and they vote accordingly.
So what's Danny's Snapchat?
It's actually Danny Not in Ghana.
Not in Ghana.
That's so specific.
That sounds racist.
Yeah. Dude, I grew up in Alabama. Shooting the fax machines, that's called an Alabama duck hunt.
The poor bastard's got to throw the fax machine in the field.
I have fax machine urine to fucking lure it.
Comes for fax machine salt lick.
Some people say it's immoral, but I'm like, look, they'd eat us if they could.
Yeah, exactly. God made it this way.
Yeah. Now, where's the book? The book is out now, right?
Yep, book's out now on Amazon.
Where can people? Oh, on
what's Amazon. Your Instagram so we can tag you and everybody can find
Instagram
you?
And Twitter, Evil Genius Vic.
That's it.
Nice, dude.
That's it.
And Eric, what you were plugging again?
I got my half-hour special on HBO.
That's right.
Eric.
Super White.
Super White.
No big deal.
Yeah. That's pretty big. Eric. Look at little Eric. You're falling out.
But continue about the unicorns. Go.
What did it smell like?
Back to the unicorn.
Did it smell magical?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Lord.
Jenny?
Oh, hey. Yeah.
Yes. Pluggies? The podcast?
I don't have a podcast. I got a show called Ageless Adventures on YouTube with a comic named Marla Schultz. She's fucking hilarious.
Oh, I know Marla, yes.
Yeah, she's awesome. And I have a show on Saturday at Caveat called Subtext, and the audience is going to be anonymously texting me throughout the show, and we're going to build off of that.
Oh. That's
going to be a buzz.
That's cool.
That's original.
Some dick pics will be coming.
No, I'm expecting it, yeah. And the my phone will be up on the screen, so everyone will see it with me, yeah.
Nice. Don't tell them.
Well, it's going to be filthy, Jenny.
Listen, I'm excited. Okay. Exploring communication. It's why not? What comedy is.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty, I like that. I like that idea a lot.
Thanks.
Champ?
You can see me cracking jokes in the comment section of Danny Daniels' Instagram. Trying to get her to like my comment, anything, any fucking validation.
Which is AKA Danny Daniels. We might as well plug it.
AKA Danny. Oh, I know, but I just type in A, and then it comes up. But check out my podcast, The Roast Ghost, on iTunes and YouTube.
Yeah.
We roast a celebrity, roast each other. Fun insult comedy. Fun stuff.
Love it.
Fun stuff. White Daughter.
I'm on Twitty, although I can't log into my account, so we'll see how that goes.
What happened?
I just got a new phone, and now I just don't know my password, and it like keeps directing me to some up, but I'll just like deal with it. It's at Karen Kardashian. Do I even have to say at? People are like, she's over 30. K-E-R-E-N Kardashian. And then on Instagram, Karen Margolis. Again,
what are you on TikTok?
Oh,
if you're not
go
over
watch
30.
My talks. yeah, it's Karen.
Is that
with
what
an
they're
e.
called?
I really want the Karen Kardashian name on Instagram. If somebody has it. If someone could just spam this hoe.
With the E-R?
K-E-R-E-N Kardashian. Somebody has it. And I've been DMing them like, I will Venmo you.
And they're not using it?
$5. No. I keep trying to report that. So maybe they'll. I don't like. How does Danny keep getting booted off Instagram? But I can't get this person.
We had to get her verified. And then finally it was.
But how can someone.
I just want this name. Yeah, because it's so good. But anyway, you're just going to have to find me the normal way. And
boom.
I post spots. And I'm so good.
Thanks, guys, for coming on as well. You have fun?
That was great. Thank you.
I'm warmed up. I'm ready to go.
Always fun.
Yeah. Make sure you come see me do a Dirty Hour on this Monday, November 11th, 10:30, Comedy Cellar, Fat Black. Get the tickets at ComedyCellar.com. Or go to SmallWorldComedy.com.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, guys. Everybody did a great job. Happy Thanksgiving. I don't know what holidays coming up.
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Dad.